Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, thousands without power as wind gusts reach 80 miles per hour on mountaintops overnight. Mary has our latest wind speeds.
Plus critical fire weather, red flag warnings spanning the Bay Area this morning. The CAL FIRE crews on watch.
And a badly burned body discovered in San Francisco. The investigation now underway. Good morning. It's Monday, October 26th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Michelle Griego. Our top story right now, power shutoffs across the Bay Area. And we have you covered on the outages and red flag warnings with complete team coverage this morning. Let's start with meteorologist Mary Lee for the latest outside. Mary.
And Michelle and Len, extreme fire danger tracking those strong and gusty offshore winds this morning. And we have seen gusts, especially in those highest mountain peaks, looking at 80 to near 90 mile per hour wind gusts this morning. Now, current wind speed sustained 31 mile per hour winds in Fairfield, 23 in Napa, 22 for Santa Rosa, 20 for Concord, and 31 mile per hour winds sustained at SFO. And wind gusts looking at 39 mile per hour wind gusts out of the north in Santa Rosa, 37 in Fairfield, 30 in Napa, and looking at 26 for Hayward this morning. So we are talking about a red flag warning for the entire Bay Area, and that's until 11 a.m. today because of those strong winds and low relative humidity values down to the single digits and teens. We are talking about dangerous fire weather conditions. Now, as we head through the day, we'll see the winds easing for the lower elevations where you live, but those highest mountain peaks, the mountains and hills, still looking at that red flag warning until 5 p.m. Tuesday for the North Bay Mountains, East Bay Hills, and Diablo Range. A wind advisory for the entire region until 11 a.m. because of those gusty conditions, possible downed trees and power lines with those strong winds. So really watching that as we head through the rest of our morning. I'll show you Futurecast taking you through the next couple of days coming up in just a few minutes. Now let's check in with Gianna. And it is a windy start to our day, Gianna.
Yes, it is, Mary, and it is affecting your drive this morning. In fact, we're seeing slower than usual conditions into the Altamont Pass. There is a wind advisory in effect for the Altamont, as well as some of our Bay Area bridges. A lot of red, though, popping up here for that ride out of Tracy as you work your way towards 580 westbound, starting right around Hanson on 205, extending beyond North Flint at this point. So be extra careful this morning, especially if you're traveling in a high-profile vehicle. And as Mary mentioned, there, you know, trees and things like that could fall down because of these gusty winds, so you might see some debris in the roadway as well. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Your travel time is now 32 minutes to go from 205 over towards 680. Wind advisory also for Highway 13. So careful as you are taking 13 this morning, especially through Oakland. New this morning, a fire sparking just outside of the Healdsburg-Geyserville area near the Russian River. The fire can actually be seen here from the Alert wildfire camera on Mount Jackson. CAL FIRE responded to the flames and elevated the response east of Healdsburg. At last check, the fire has been contained after burning a few acres. In Santa Rosa, an illegal campfire led to a grass fire in Howorth Park. It burned 20 to 40 feet just after 2 this morning before the fire department got a jump on it. They tweeted out this video earlier by Summerfield Road and Sonoma Avenue. No buildings were damaged. And troubling new fire activity in Napa County. We are learning there are flare-ups from the glass fire. A full response team is trying to get access. This comes as gusty winds are stoking fire conditions. CAL FIRE deemed the glass fire contained last week.
Right now, the areas on this map marked with a purple triangle are in the dark. PG&E started shutting off power yesterday afternoon and will keep it off until the fire danger passes. KPIX 5's Emily Turner joins us live from a resource center in Sonoma. Emily.
Yeah, that will open about 8 o'clock this morning. You can see they're already prepared. They've got the signs out. In the meantime, boy, it is windy up here and the roads are an absolute mess. The communities up here in the North Bay that have dealt with wildfires for months now in the dark again. And those power shutoffs go from Napa Valley all the way to the Marin County coast. One Sonoma County resident and Tubbs Fire survivor told us that he's ready for the worst. His house in Fountain Grove was destroyed in that 2017 fire, the Tubbs. He has since relocated to the Oakmont neighborhood of Santa Rosa, which got hit by the glass fire last month, but missed his house this morning. Oakmont is in the dark.
Well, I'll evacuate with my dog and I'll find a hotel.
Our kids, we're ready to go. We have our cars packed up once again. Don't know exactly where we're going to go this time.
And we have learned now that Santa Rosa has extra fire crews. Their emergency operations center has been open all night. They have basically been prepared for all of this weather. It is really, really windy out here. If you can't tell, by the way, my hair is being blown around, but the roadways, there are trees down and branches down everywhere. So it's important, even if there's not fire danger, to remember that it's dark and there's lots of debris in the road. So for folks who are in the North Bay driving this morning, be careful. Reporting live in Sonoma County, Emily Turner, KPIX 5.
Yeah, you can really tell it's windy out there, Emily. All right, thank you. We'll check in with you in just a bit.
And it's not just the North Bay. The East Bay Hills are dealing with darkness this morning. KPIX 5's Ann Makovec joins us now live from Orinda. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. Yeah, the winds are not horrible here right now, but you know, that's the thing about these fire conditions, that they just sort of pick up out of nowhere. Caltrans is here at this intersection in Orinda, and they just turned the stoplights back on. So that is good news for people heading out this morning for their morning commute. If you're going anywhere, about 34,000 people here in the East Bay between Contra Costa County and Alameda County are without power right now. So this has certainly been disruptive, to say the least, for those people, whether they're going to be working from home or doing distance learning for school. As the winds picked up last night, the lights went out, PG&E turning off electricity around here at around 8:30. Shoppers and diners fled the popular Montclair Village in Oakland after it went dark. And for some, there's some extra anxiety wondering if a fire does break out, how will they get their evacuation orders and other important information if cell phone reception is spotty at home.
Not have any phone or internet connection through Comcast because their power supply is relying on PG&E.
PG&E says the shutoff will prevent their equipment from causing any fires. That's the purpose of all of this. And a lot of local fire departments have been increasing their staffing during this red flag morning. Some firefighters have been out patrolling the hills overnight. Contra Costa County Fire Protection District advised people who live in these high fire danger areas to pre-evacuate if they can stay with family and friends. The city of Berkeley sending out the same advisory on Friday. So at this point, luckily, no fire issues to speak of right now here in the East Bay, but we are going to keep an eye on it. Right now, live in Orinda, Ann Makovec, KPIX 5.
Some new video this morning. The strong winds taking a toll already in San Leandro. Take a look at this mess here. Branches snapped right off of the trees. Some massive limbs falling onto the streets below. This video of crews have their hands full chopping up those downed trees and branches. No word of any property damage just yet. Also in Alameda County, a grass fire along 580 and Eden Canyon Road in Castro Valley. About 11 fire units are working to knock down those flames. The cause isn't clear right now. There is no damage or injuries, but with all this wind, crews are staying really busy.
In San Mateo County, about 3,600 PG&E customers are being affected by the power shutoff. Right now, there is a community resource center at the Half Moon Bay Library for people who need water and power. Students are worried about having power for distance learning, but they're figuring out ways to get their assignments done.
Pictures of my assignments, like for example my art assignments that I could do on paper, and I like would make sure all we have like the solar chargers for electronics, and if not, like just make sure they're already charged.
PG&E says it expects to have power restored by noon tomorrow in San Mateo County. Developing this morning, 11 Oakland schools could be affected by the power shutoffs this morning. If students can't get online, they're being asked to do their work independently and report to their teachers the first chance they get. The school district is also telling families, you heard this young lady say that as well, charge your computers, Wi-Fi hotspots, and cell phones ahead of time so students can get their work done.
So what do you do if your power shuts off? The Red Cross advises to keep flashlights handy instead of candles. If you use generators or outdoor stoves and grills, do so away from windows because of the exhaust and fumes. Have at least 3 gallons of water per person, plus ready-to-go non-perishable food. And for the latest breaking updates on the fire danger and power shutoffs, you can be sure to download our KPIX 5 app. You can also watch live newscasts from your phone if your power has been shut off. This morning, San Francisco detectives trying to crack a disturbing case involving a badly burned body. They want to know why the victim was set on fire and by whom. Police say they found the body early Sunday morning in the Soma neighborhood. So far, it's not clear if the person died from another cause or if the fire killed them. But residents in the area say the neighborhood has problems with crime and homelessness. And until recently, there was a homeless camp on the street where the body was found.
It's sad. It's sad.
It actually kind of really blows my mind, actually, that it happened right a couple of feet from where I sleep at, you know?
The encampment was removed and its residents discouraged from returning. Large planters were placed on the sidewalk where their tents and tarps once were.